The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today we've got an answer to a burning question. What happens to meat when you roast it? The discovery of fire opened up whole new worlds of taste for Stone Age humans. They could start turning those chunks of raw mammoth meat into a beautifully browned roast leg of mammoth. They probably would have cared less if you told them they were benefiting from an interesting chemical reaction. The most important thing was that it tasted good. A couple of 100,000 years later, in 1912, did French chemist Louis Camille Maillard begin to shed light on the chemical interactions that take place when you roast or grill meat. Two different substances play leading roles in the Maillard reaction, which was named for him. They are the amino acids, the building blocks for proteins, and the carbohydrates. More precisely, what are known as reducing sugars, such as glucose or fructose. If you drop a steak into a frying pan and let it sizzle at 140 degrees Celsius, that is 284 degrees Fahrenheit, then the heat destroys the membranes on the cells on the surface of the tissue, setting free the amino acids and the sugar molecules. These then react with one another to create a whole range of new compounds. Some of them you can see, like melanoidins, the substances that give grilled meat its brown color and make up the delicious crust, but it doesn't stop there. A chain of reactions creates amines, alkanes, pyrroles, furans, pyrazines, oxazoles. The list goes on and on. A single rare steak contains an entire symphony of odors and tastes that is a blend of around 600 different substances. The exact number is still up in the air. By the way, the Maillard reaction isn't just responsible for the typical aroma of roast meat, but of all foods containing both proteins and carbohydrates that are fried, baked, roasted, or grilled. That list includes roast chicken, cookies, toast, roast peanuts, french fries, and popcorn. In fact, instead of in the kitchen, you can also make the Maillard reaction happen in a laboratory. All you need are the ingredients we talked about. If you stir together some of the amino acids, cysteine, and glucose in a test tube and then heat it up, it smells like roast meat. If you take the amino acid proline instead, then the mixture gives off the smell of fresh baked bread. Of course, food manufacturers have used this knowledge to create a wide range of artificial aromas, all on the lookout for an extra swell smell. I think I just smelled a delicious Maillard reaction taking place in my immediate neighborhood. As a reporter, of course, it's my duty to track it down immediately. Take it easy and see you next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out. Oh, fresh baked cookies.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.